In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. I'd like to bounce right into my first song this week. It was written, well, co-written, really, by Paul Simon of the Simon & Garfunkel group.
Okay, I think I remember them.
I do, too.
Okay.
And Bruce Woodley of the Seekers.
I remember them also.
I remember them, okay, too. According to Circle guitarist Tom Dawes, Simon offered it to the Circle when they were opening for Simon & Garfunkel on tour.
In other words, he didn't want the song, so I said, here, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Just read between the lines.
It ought to be a good one.
Well, it is going to be good. You just wait and see, because all of my songs are good.
Of course they are, dear.
This pop song recorded by The Circle reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Here's Red Rubber Ball.
I should have known you bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never care for secrets I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen bits of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ride we took is nearly at an end. I bought my ticket with my tears, that's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
I'm sure Paul Simon was kicking himself after that, giving it away when it hit number 2.
Probably was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was by The Circle, C-Y-R-K-L-E.
I know. And it was good. That was bouncing around in my seat just like a red rubber ball. Okay. In 1963, The Feminine Mystique by Betty Friedan marks the beginning of the feminist movement. I'm ready to burn my bra.
Oh, please don't do that. No, please don't do that. No.
Okay,
no.
Okay.
Let's bounce right into a song with a title that could only make sense in the 60s.
Only, no, I won't even go there. I'm going to be nice, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Yardbirds recorded this song in June of 1966. It reached number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100. How about that, huh?
Oh, wow. You knock my songs that are up there in the chart.
It is probably most famous for one of the few songs that features both Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page as lead guitarists.
Uh-huh. Whoever they are.
Jeff Beck is a great from the Yardbirds, and Jimmy Page is from Led Zeppelin.
Oh, boy. I'm impressed.
I thought you would be. Now listen and enjoy Happenings 10 Years Time Ago. Now, do you understand what the title meant after listening to that song?
I tried to tune it out. I'm sorry. I don't like that song at all.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. Hey, do you realize that in 1963, a direct hotline between Washington and Moscow was put in operation?
Really?
Want to hear one of the calls?
Sure.
One ringy dingy. Two ringy dingies. A gracious good afternoon. Have I reached the party to whom I am speaking?
How about that? You heard it first here on Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Oh, I loved Lily Tomlin.
She was great.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
He's here! My mystery date!
Mystery date! Are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day.
Mystery Date, the thrilling new Milton Bradley game of romance and mystery that's just for you. And you. And you. And you. Mystery Date, will you be ready for swimming? Or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date. Remember, Milton Bradley makes the best games in the world. So, girls,
open the door for your mystery date.
Get Mystery Date.
Was I your mystery date, Poopsie?
Yeah, when I opened the door, I got a dud. For all you greasers and climbers out there, who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1963. That was the year Dr. Martin Luther King delivers his famous I Have a Dream speech at the Lincoln Memorial to commemorate the centennial of the Emancipation Proclamation. Listen now to a portion of that speech.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
More than 200,000 Americans marched in Washington in support of civil rights way back when.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time. Get back in time.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by the all-new Ed, the gas-saving sports car that gets 50 miles per gallon in the country and 45 miles per gallon in the city. Remember, these estimates are figments of our advertising department's imagination, and your mileage will probably be really lousy.
And that is still true today.
Exactly. I'm really hooked on my next song. That is a 1968 pop song performed by B.J. Thomas. Thomas's version featured the sound of the electric sitar and reached number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. It has been recorded by many other artists, including Blue Swede, whose version made singer Bjorn Skies Ooga 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 Chaka.
Ooga 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 Chaka.
Intro well known. And I love that version of it. That's a cool one. But here's Hooked on a Feeling.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold.
Thank you.
I'm hooked on your beautiful eyes, my dear.
Aw, thank you, my love.
Oh.
Aren't you a sweetie?
I am. See, I'm trying not to be a dud.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're not a dud, don't play your next song then, if you don't want to be a dud.
Oh, it's a good one.
I'm sure it's gonna be.
It was performed by a group called The Illusion. And they were a one-hit wonder. American psychedelic hard rock band from Long Island, New York. And the song was the group's only hit in the U.S. in 1969 or any other year for that matter. And it peaked at number 32 on the Billboard charts. So we're going downhill. We had 30, now we're going 32.
And you laugh at my songs, and I'm up there on my Billboard charts.
Okay, performed by Bjornski. Was he Polish or is he Swedish? Bjornski.
No, Bjorn, and Skis is his last name.
Okay. I give you, Have You Seen Her Eyes?
Gotta admit, I started liking the song.
Really?
I thought, oh, the lower it goes in the chart, I must like the songs better. Until the song just changed.
Well, you know why that happened?
Yeah, they're on drugs.
No, no, no. Actually, this is the 45 RPM version. And for you people that don't know what a 45 RPM, it was a thing called a record with a big hole in the middle.
And put a little disc in it to put it on your record player.
You put it on this machine, and you stuck this arm on it, and it played all this scratchy music. But,
you smart aleck, you.
Well, yeah, that was now the album version was 7 minutes long.
Oh, thank God you didn't do the album version.
I didn't think you wanted me to,
no.
To do that. No.
I might as well just let you have the whole show.
And you can tell they did an excellent editing job on that 45, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Things were a lot less strict back then.
That's why they're a one-hit wonder. And that I'm even wondering how they became a one-hit.
I knew I should have played a 7-minute version. One of these days, I'm going to do the entire album version of Inagata Da Vida for the whole show.
Is that how long it would take?
Pretty much.
Wait till you get your own show, my love.
Hey, also, did you realize in 1963, the U.S. postal rates went up to 5 cents?
Oh, my God.
I know. And we just received a few letters postmarked 1963, didn't we? I think we did.
What are you insinuating, my love?
That mail always gets to you.
Yeah, through rain, sleet, and snow.
And email.
And that too.
How did that work out?
Well, let's get down and dirty with my next song.
Ooh.
Which is my last song.
Yay!
No, I'm going to be sad. This was written by Joe South and recorded by American artist Billy Joe Royal. It was a hit in 1965, reaching number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Here's Down in the Boondocks.
Down in the boondocks. Down in the boondocks. People put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit her society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill. I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks. People put me down, cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit in her society. Lord,
it's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, I say go, go, go. Oh no, you say goodbye, and I say hello. I say hello.
under.